from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome back here to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on this Juneteenth. I know a lot of people are off. A lot of kids are already off school as of like a couple weeks ago. I know my son still has school, but today he's off. And then with all the heat this week, they made it like half days every day. And, you know, getting kids out, I know there's Regents exams going on, a whole lot of different stuff. And then before you know it, I mean, everybody, right? By next week, I think everybody's off school. And then, is that the official start of summer? The official start of summer is tomorrow at like 4 o'clock, meteorologically. But I think we kind of count it when kids are off school for good. Some of you, that's already happening. I know for me and my son, that'll be next week. And then it's just right now, lots of baseball as a coach of a 10-year-old. But in the meantime, have fun. Stay safe today and stay hydrated and stay cool as much as you can, because we are talking about heat indexes near 100 degrees today throughout Western New York. So that's that time of year for sure. Make sure you stay hydrated and stay cool. In the meantime, welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you, and joining me right now on the Western Hotline is our friend from ESPN, Seth Walder. Seth, good to be with you again. Hope you're enjoying your off season, I guess. I know we always are working, but it's a little different this time of year.
Oh yeah, it's ranking season. It's chiller for sure than you know, mid November or something like that.
Are you a golfer? Do you golf?
I am not a golfer. I probably will play once or twice or something like that over the summer, but no, not a golfer. It seems like it would be nice to be good, but the amount of work required seems daunting too.
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, I love golfing, and then inevitably I get frustrated while I'm out there and say, man, this is it's been 2.5 hours I've been out here. I'm not hitting the shots I want to hit. So that's part of the game, right? And how you do it. So maybe it might be good for you that you don't do anything like that. You are, though, writing a lot, of course, over at ESPN.com and your other platforms. And one thing that caught my eye that you wrote, that you posted yesterday, is off-season grades for every team. You gave one A, you gave a couple of D's. The Bills are in between, but more on the lower end. You gave them a C+. Go through your grade a little bit for the Buffalo Bills and why you gave them a C+.
The biggest thing for Buffalo, and I want to recognize that I think the team was in a rough spot, and I'm trying to judge the teams based on the situation they entered into and how sort of evaluate their decisions. But obviously the biggest thing is they have the Diggs trade, and I think you can understand perhaps that the time had come for Stephon Diggs to no longer be with the Bills. But at the same time, I have a hard time looking at Buffalo with the second-best quarterback in the NFL and a clear Super Bowl contender, in my view, to go from basically having a wide receiver one to not. And I think it's fine to move off of Diggs, but I would have liked to have seen them try and replace him with a veteran more. I mean, listen, I like Shakir. I think that he's an emerging talent. Keon Coleman is a rookie. There's obviously upside there, but I just don't think that it's realistic to bank on Coleman to be like a wide receiver one this year. And I just think that Buffalo probably needs a little more receiving help because they're like prime right in the middle of this Super Bowl window. They have a great quarterback. They have a good team. Like they could win the Super Bowl, and it just, gosh, that is a key position.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I go on a lot of these, you know, out-of-market shows and talk about the Bills, and they always ask, is this a reset year? Is this a rebuild year? I'm like, look, in one way, of course, they're trying to reset the cap a little bit so that they can maintain Josh Allen's window for as long as possible. But the other thing I'll say is they have number 17, and as you just alluded to, as long as you have 17, you're going to have a chance to win. Now, look, a lot of the same questions last year. I was one who really questioned the Chiefs' wide receivers. Of course, they did have Travis Kelce as well, but that was a transition, and they were still able to maintain because they had Patrick Mahomes. And I think it feels like the Bills feel like they can do that maybe for a year here.
Okay, so I'm with you, first of all, that like I think the idea that it's a reset year for Buffalo is overstated. Like, they have Allen, you have a good offensive line, there's talented players on the defense. Like, this, like, at the end of the year, if they win the Super Bowl, I am not shocked by that. So I don't think they ought to be considering themselves as a reset year, and I don't think we should either. When it comes to the Chiefs, okay, they won the Super Bowl. Did it work? I mean, man, that is not a path you want to go. They had the best quarterback on the planet, and they were barely a top 10 offense over the course of the year. Like, it worked in the end, barely. But there is a very similar world where they flame out in the playoffs, and we were talking about what a wasted opportunity Kansas City had. And here they are with Patrick Mahomes, and they're scuffling by offensively throughout the season. I don't think that the Chiefs took away from last year that they can live without wide receivers. Look how much, you know, they've invested this year. And I don't think anybody else ought to as well. It's just not like, yes, Allen is, in my view, clearly the second best quarterback. So it's the next most likely person who could get away without a wide receiver, I suppose. But I just don't think that's a path you want to be down. Now, that being said, I certainly understand. Look, Buffalo, like you talked about, they had, there's a cap situation. You have to, like think about the long term. But it's hard not to look at the depth chart right now and say, "Ooh, that is a little bit of a shaky area."
Yeah, and I think they're going to rely on their tight end, like the Chiefs have with Travis Kelce. I'm not putting Dalton Kincaid in the Travis Kelce category, but he certainly had one of the more historic seasons ever for a rookie tight end, him and Sam Laporta last year. But it feels like this is kind of how they're transitioning a little bit, of saying, we're going to rely on maybe the quantity of pass catchers, bringing in Curtis Samuel, drafting Keon Coleman. You still have James Cook out of the backfield, Dalton Kincaid, then maybe that top end. And it is interesting to see some teams and their approach now with the way the wide receiver market is working and trending, and even Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco and how that situation is playing out. Is this kind of interesting for you to see how all these teams are approaching this a little bit differently?
Yes. No, I think like Ayuk, well, San Francisco has kind of a plethora of riches when it comes to weapons. If I were them, I would probably be looking to move Deebo Samuel instead of Ayuk, because I just think Samuel is a couple of years older. I'd be more concerned about his age. I'm sorry, about his skill set aging. But like, that is a different place, I think, where they are over invested in wide receiver, and so they feel like, hey, we probably need to spread out our resources into other positions. Like, that's not Buffalo's situation. I think that, to me, it's like, for the vast, vast majority of teams, you need two really good wide receivers. And I think that the Bills are maybe in a category where you can get away with with not having two, but needing one, certainly.
Yeah.
The way that Kansas City is, but I just think it's a premier position in almost every other team. I mean, like thinking about the Bengals, I think if they didn't have Higgins and Chase, how big a problem that would be for them. And I think they probably feel that way too. It's just a critical position.
I'm looking at your NFL FPI rankings. You do have the Bills number 5. I don't know if this is the latest one. This is one I'm looking at here that you published a few weeks ago. The Bills at a plus 3.7, which obviously is still number 3 in the entire AFC, which does show that, you know, you still believe that they are a team very capable of winning the Super Bowl. But any teams in your NFL FPI just for you that maybe fell a little higher than you thought or a little lower than you might have thought coming off of last year?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so this is like 3 weeks ago. It's like an eon. I gotta pull up the rankings. And
that's okay. You go right ahead. I'll remind everybody, by the way, who you are. Seth Walder joining us from ESPN. He does great work, analytics, research, all the different kinds of things you want to know at ESPN.com. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, sure. So I think, let me say this. I am a little surprised that people are not little bit higher on the Eagles. I know we have them at 8, so that's not crazy right. Low. But I look at that roster and I think, wow, this team is pretty stacked. And if you think about what the issue was last year, I think you probably pin a fair amount of that on coaching. And while the head coaches stayed the same, they have brought in a new offensive coordinator, which I think ought to help, and a new defensive coordinator, which I think should help. So you've got Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio there, and we're talking about a team with a good quarterback, surrounded by at least two tackles. I know Jason Kelce is gone, but like two good tackles and an elite guard in Landon Dickerson, two elite wide receivers, and then defensively they can get after the pass rusher. They were weak in terms of their secondary last year, but they invested heavily. They brought in two rookies. Like, it's not impossible. Slay and Bradbury bounce back, Gardner Johnson's back. That could be like a really complete team. And so I do think that it is a mistake to sleep on Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, they do have a really good roster. You just mentioned coaching. Interesting. And we're familiar here with Nick Sirianni. He's a Western New York native, so a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of Bills fans are familiar with him. But, of course, here in Buffalo with Sean McDermott, the debate is always, do they have the right guy to get them to the next step? After the playoff failures that have happened here, one of the most winningest teams, I think the second winningest team in the league over the last 5 years overall, but obviously only one AFC championship game, haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. From your research, from a week-to-week basis, taking a look at the big picture, however you want to do it, Seth, what's your read on if Sean McDermott helps the Bills, holds the Bills back, where the Bills are with coaching?
I would have a really hard time feeling like McDermott is a problem. I mean, okay, yes, you have come up. There is so much variance when we talk about the postseason, right? I think like the vast majority, if we look at the entire body of work under Sean McDermott, this team has been so successful. And it's just one of those things. I think we can think about it in sports, like team, like you have all these situations where coaches or teams that just could never break through until they did. Like people talked about, like, I'm thinking of college basketball, like Villanova that way or Virginia that way. It was like, these are the teams that could never do it until they did. And I just think that this is a Buffalo team that was, I mean, man, imagine if those 13 seconds go a different way against Kansas City a couple of years ago. And I have a hard time thinking that McDermott is the issue. I mean, I certainly thought the firing Ken Dorsey was really interesting at the middle of last year. I was pretty surprised by that considering how efficient the offense had been under him. But like in terms of head coach, no, I don't think that McDermott is, I don't think McDermott's the issue at all. In fact, I have a hard time saying there is. I mean, Buffalo has been a very consistently strong team for years. That's a really hard thing to do even when you have a great quarterback, though developed under his watch. That's a hard thing to do when in a league where.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, assets are capped.
Yeah, is there enough data on Joe Brady yet from last year to kind of tell us what he is or isn't as an offensive coordinator and play caller?
I don't know. Here's what I'll say. You know, you tweeted that I was coming on, and someone asked about Joe Brady on first down, and I took a look because I was okay. Just curious. In the
thank
meantime.
You. Yeah.
And man, I am fascinated by this number. I mean, under Dorsey, first downs, I'm going to say when win probability was between 15 and 85%. So let's remove the situations where the game is over, you're up by three scores, and you're just running out the clock or vice versa. Under Dorsey, they in those first downs, they designed pass plays 60% of the time. Under Joe Brady, playoffs included, 43% of the time. That is a really low number for under Brady. And the team was way less effective on first down. So you had 0.1 EPA per play. That's good under Dorsey. 0.01 EPA per play under Brady on first down. They made up for it later in the series. But that, to me, is at least a caution flag, because you have one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL, and that is an advantage that you should be pressing as much as often. Like, exert your advantage over your opponent. And if you hand the ball off, you are not doing that if you're Buffalo. And so if you have a really low design pass rate, God, that would worry me. Now, maybe they wanted to just, the offense, I don't know. But, like, it's a number that I think I want to keep an eye on in 2024. If that continues, that would be a problem.
Seth Walder joining us here on the Western Hotline on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can find him on Twitter at Seth Walder, all one word. You tweeted yesterday, a couple days ago, I should say, the Bills are hiring Santino Parlato as football research assistant per his LinkedIn, and you have confirmed it as well. Not so much the person himself, but just the position and where this has evolved to. I mean, could you imagine, Seth, even when you were kind of starting off and doing the things that you're doing online and a lot of the analysis that's going on, how much it's grown in all of these kind of football departments and teams, and how much stake and stock they're putting into these people in these positions?
I promise you I'm being honest here. Yes, I could imagine
okay.
It even back then, because look at other sports, right? So we could see what had happened in baseball and how quantitative the sport had gotten and how much of an advantage that was to baseball teams. For football teams, anyone in football to be resistant to that is arrogant. And that is arrogance to suggest that, football couldn't be quantified. And so, of course, that could be an asset to teams. And so I think it was only natural that the sport followed in the footsteps of baseball and basketball and soccer. And so, I think that it makes a lot of sense that these departments, like you're saying, are growing have grown quite a bit, and I think will continue to grow. Football is a complex sport, but that doesn't mean that it can't be quantified. In fact, it just means that if you do a good job, the advantages are only larger for you.
Yeah, it's funny, and that's great. It's a great answer. I feel like as someone who's been around football my whole life, like you have, it feels like that's the one sport where coaches and people who have grown up with it are a little bit more ingrained against it. Maybe baseball's that way, I guess. And it took a long time for acceptance, and now look what we're getting right in baseball. It's incredible, all the things we're getting. But you know the old school football mentality, and you go out there and rah-rah and bang heads, and it maybe took a little while, but it feels like there's so much more in acceptance. And also maybe that's the age. You know, hey, front offices and coaching staffs, as you know, Seth, have also shifted to a much younger generation in age.
I think that's totally right. And I think, yes, there has been resistance, but like ultimately, everybody in football, no matter what your background is, like everybody wants to win. Everybody yep. is hyper competitive. And so I think that what happens is over time, people realize, hey, if this is something that can help me win, then why wouldn't we try and consider more quantitative analysis? And I think that once some people do that and they're able to gain an advantage from that and then sort of spreads over the court, you know, as people move around the league, it's only natural that it takes a larger role, and I think it will continue to do so.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, I just want to touch on the AFC East real quick. You know, we get asked a lot here. We talk about where the Jets are, where the Dolphins are, where the Patriots are. If you could choose, you know, one of those teams to maybe threaten the Bills or even overtake them, which one would it be?
Very close. Very close, wow, between Miami and the Jets. Let's take the Jets. I think it's interesting. The Jets have, I would say, the better roster, but the coaching is more of a question. And so it is interesting. Let me say this about the Jets. I find this really fascinating. So we have the FPI, which is basically market-based ratings, right? And the Jets are somewhere between 11 and 13. I'll tell you in a second. 12. Okay, yeah. So the Jets are 12. Now, this project isn't out yet, but myself, Mike Clay, and Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders, we did a roster ranking where we ranked each team's roster. I put the Jets at 7, but it turned out I was low. Like, as a group, the Jets are coming in at 4, just evaluating the pure players. And so what that tells me is, like, that is a knock on the Jets coach. That's like what the only thing is outside of the roster is the coaching staff, right? So that's a knock on the Jets coaching, and I think there's questions about Nathaniel Hackett being there. But like, you can certainly see with the Jets why they could be dangerous. I say like they're like a three-leg health parlay on offense between Aaron Rodgers, Tyron Smith, and Mike Williams. But like, they're all upsets to stay healthy. But if they all did, then that would be a pretty dangerous team, because I do think that their defense is really good. So, but don't sleep on Miami either. I mean, I know there was a reason they started so hot last year, and yeah, they fizzled, but they could be good too. I think they're both threats to Buffalo, but I would take, if you're asking me to pick one team to win the division, I'm still sticking with the Bills.
And after 20 years of the Patriots lording over the Bills, thankfully that ended a few years ago. I'm glad that we don't have to talk about the Patriots in that position for all of us and our sanity here in Buffalo, by the way.
I feel like I'm sort of high on the Patriots, and that means like I think they might be like the 29th best team, you know? Like, so like, I feel like you could definitely take a year or two off from worrying about them.
Seth, thank you so much. Always enjoy talking with you. And Seth Walder is where you find him on Twitter. What do you got going on? Anything you want to tell everybody about? You just said you have this roster thing coming out. Is that something you guys are doing in collaboration that's coming out soon with the roster rankings?
Yes. I forget which day it's coming out, but I'm writing it today. I'm writing my parts today and tomorrow. So probably, I think it will be out soon, probably next week. Keep your eye out for that one.
Love it. We'll catch you up sometime closer to the season. Have a great offseason. Thanks a lot, Seth.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Seth Walder does a great job there. ESPN, analytics, research, lots of cool stuff right there. Check it out. at Seth Walder on Twitter, and of course, ESPN.com. Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We talked about Jeff Skinner for the Sabres and a possible buyout. We played you the audio a little bit earlier from Elliot Friedman, who kind of sort of made it sound like he knows something's up without knowing, like, total, complete, 100% lockdown, so he couldn't say it that way. So I reached out to Joe Yurden. Joe is a contributor on Bleacher Report, does the Maintenance Day podcast, talks about the Sabres, covers the team. He's going to join me after the next timeout. So we'll talk about Jeff Skinner. And of course, the Sabres have their pre-draft press conference tomorrow at 10:30. That's Kevin Adams. That's Jerry Fortin, assistant GM. Paul Hamilton's going to be down there. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt. I just had Seth Walder on. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt are going to be aboard with you tomorrow during this time slot, the Extra Point Show. And by the way, they're hosting today. There is no Sabres Live and no One Bills Live today. The crew for those two shows, much deserved day off here on Juneteenth. So you have Josh and you have Zach today from 12 to 3. You have Joe Yurden joining me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.